you searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go.
The show,
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 this the way to go.
The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go. Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.
All right. When it comes to our God, as children, teenagers, young adults, and even adults, it is important for us to know and remember that our God, Jesus, has all authority. You got to know this at a young age. Why? Because God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And we need to remember this because the Bible teaches that in the days of our youth, we should remember our Creator. We should always know and remember that our God has complete authority. Never forget that. Jesus has all authority, all power. He can do anything. Matter of fact, let me show it to you. Let's go to Matthew 28. This is a verse, as they turn me up just a little bit, you need to know as a young person, young adult, you need to know this. Matthew 28, and look at verse number 18. Highlight this. Memorize this. This is a very important verse to know. Look what Jesus said. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "Help me. All authority has been given to me." Look where? In heaven and on earth. Our God is in complete control of everything. Nothing goes down in your life, in my life, without our God's knowledge or without his permission. Why? He has complete authority. And I love how he just checked everybody and let them know in heaven. When Lucifer and a third of the angels thought that they was going to get over on God, he had to let them know who had all authority in heaven. He said, "No, y'all need to go. Y'all got to get out." And the Bible says, "And we beheld him falling to earth as a bolt of lightning." Kicked them and a third of the angels out. Why? Because don't nothing go down in heaven without God's approval. But then here on earth, man will try to make us think that he is in control. But we know the truth. Our God is in complete control, even here on earth. Lord, have mercy. Let's go to Romans 13. Let me show you another verse, because I want y'all to get it down in your spirit. Our God is in control. Lord, have mercy. From the weather man or woman can say, "Today is going to be such and such." hurricane coming and it's going to hit such and such. But God in control, he can make that thing go another direction. I was talking to somebody who was recently on vacation, and the forecast was tropical storm and hurricane, and they were predicting that it was going to hit landfall while they was on vacation. But the Lord turned it and caused it to go another route. Why? Our God is in complete control. Look at this, Romans 13. This is another verse you need to be familiar with. Romans 13 and verse 1. Let every soul or person be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority, look at this, except from who? God. And the authorities that exist are appointed by God. God in control. Man got the position, but God put him in the position. Even though the person may be wicked, God allowed it. God allowed it. And so we have to always remember, even as young people, somebody you meet may be smarter than you, have more money than you, more power than you, but always remember, they ain't got that power except it be given or appointed by God. Even the Hebrew boys and Daniel knew that God was in control. They knew it at a young age, and historians say that they were in their teen years when they were up against King Nebuchadnezzar. But they knew that all authority, even when it came to death, fire and so forth, these young boys knew, look, you can't kill us except God allow it. Our God is in control. Never forget that. Whether you're going through something in your body, you got to remember, God in control. He made me, so he know what's going on with me. He know what's going on the inside of me. Even when physicians tell you, they don't know what's going on. Our God, his eye is in every place. He know what's going on in your body. He know what's going on in your family. And when God even allows things that we consider to be bad, tragic to happen in our life, young folk, we have to have the mindset, well, the Lord allowed it. He won't put no more on me than I can bear. What happened in my life was tragic, was bad, but you know what? I can bear it. I can deal with it with my God's help. See, you may have been born to a parent that was addicted to a drug, but that don't mean you a crack baby, as the world would try to say. God knows everything that's going on in your life and in your body. Even if your parents have told you, you was a mistake, we didn't plan on having you, God don't make no mistakes. God is in complete control. And so when it comes to the authority of God, my primary assignment this morning is for us to know and to not forget that God has the authority to restore. Our God can restore lives. Never forget that. Sometimes we mess up big time. And sometimes in your life, as you grow, you may mess up big time. Do things that your parents don't approve of, you mess up. Do things that you didn't approve of, but you did them anyway. But understand, you serve a God that has restoration power. You serve a God that can restore you. But Pastor, I done got deep, deep down. I done messed up, and I'm so low. Well, his arm is not too short that it still cannot save. You serve a God that can restore. Well, I did a particular thing, and now my body don't act right. You serve a God that can get you some act right. Our God can restore. Boy, that's some good news. Number of definitions for restore, but I'm just going to continue to drill what we learned last week. I want to give you two basic definitions of what it means to restore, especially when it comes to divine restoration. Y'all still with me? First of all, to restore means to make new. To make new. Secondly, to restore calls to recover. Calls to recover. God has the power to make things new in my life. God has the power to help me to recover in life. Good God, I'm getting happy while I'm teaching it. We serve a God that can restore. And just don't think he can restore your mental or your emotional life. God can restore every aspect. Your finances, he can restore. Relationships that are broken or lost, he can restore. Where you once loved someone and now you don't love them as much, he can restore. Where it was hard for you to forgive somebody, he can restore. He can make new and cause to recover. Anybody in here got some areas in your life where you need restoration? Let me see them hands. Don't lie to me. Don't play with me. If you don't, just, you know. But if you do, let's see that hand. How many in here need some restoration? Woo! It could be between you and your relationship with your parent. Your parent may not trust you like they did last year because you did something. And she keep telling, I don't trust you no more like I used to. You need restoration. Or maybe you did something in your walk with God that got you off track and you just don't feel saved, even though you done asked him to forgive you, you done turned, but sometimes you just don't have that feeling. How many know what I'm talking about? God can restore that. So let's look at how does he make things new and recover. Can I break it down? All right, let's go to 2 Corinthians. Now, this is a verse you're going to hear at a place of refuge often. 2 Corinthians, I believe it's in chapter number 5. Second Corinthians 5 and verse 17. You're going to hear this a lot at this church because God specializes in making things and people new. Look at this. Y'all help me read it with some power. Y'all just read it with me. Therefore, if anyone is in, he or she is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Look or behold, help me out. All things have become new. See, if you and I are in Christ, he can restore us. He can make us new. All I need to do is get up under that anointing. That's what Christ represents, the anointing or the anointed one. I need to make sure I'm in a church where some anointed prayer is going on. I need to make sure I'm in the church where some anointed teaching and preaching is going on. I need to make sure if I'm going to get some advice from somebody that they are connected to Christ or the anointing, because if I'm under the anointing, he can make things new. Good God Almighty. I said he can make things new. He can restore my life. And I'm going to tell you something. He done made me new. I know I'm looking good. Y'all giving me compliments on this morning, but I ain't. Well, I've looked good all my life, but when it comes to just every area of my life, I was jacked up. Y'all hear me? I said I was jacked up. But when I got up under Christ or the anointed, he made me, good God, he made my whole life new. Changed my talk. Changed my thinking, helped me change how the choices that I make, change my total being. Good God Almighty, he will make you new if you are up under the anointing. Man, The anointing is so powerful, young folk. It's hard for me to believe certain folk that used to be hooked on crack here at this church. When folk, when I hear their testimony, I'll be like, you used to be on crack? They be like, yeah. I'll be like, man, you don't look like what you've been through. Man, God can restore you. God can make you new. And I want you to understand, young folk, this is not permission for you to go out and do that dumb stuff. But I need you to understand that no matter where you find yourself in life, young folk, God can restore you. All you have to do is be in Christ. Good God Almighty. That's some good news. And one thing I love about Christ, even when he is constantly making us new, how many know there are higher heights and deeper depths? He'll just cause us to get better and better. Lord, have mercy, help me out. And better and better. All I need to do is just stay in Christ. That's why, young folk, when you have missteps in life, don't leave the church. When you make bad choices, sin and so forth, whatever you do, stay in church. Stay in God's anointed church so he can help you. Are you with me? Don't just up and just be on that dumb stuff and just leave the church. Well, what they gonna say? Somebody will say something because people gonna talk about you in life. I don't care where you go. People think that's just in church. No, folk gonna talk about you in life. You get a new car, guess what? Folk gonna talk about you. You ride an old tow-up car, guess what? Folk gonna talk about you. You cut your hair bald, guess what? They gonna talk about you. You grow your hair out, guess what they gonna do? They gonna talk about you. So get over that. Just stay in Christ even when you have missteps in life. So what does it mean to restore? To make new. All right. What's the second thing we learned? Calls to recover. Okay, let's go to 2 Kings. Let's go to 2 Kings, Old Testament. Y'all learning? Is it good? Okay. Somebody pulling on me. Who is it? Okay, I got a me in the back. All right. 2 Kings 8. And let's look at verse number 1. Now, this is going to line up with the context of our main verse, and you'll see how in a minute. Now, to recover, young folk, has a number of meanings. To redeem, to gather again, to get back. But recover in the sense that the Lord wants me to deal with this morning. And when you consider 2 Kings 8 and 1, has to do with wellness, has to do with healing, especially of the body. See, some of you once had totally good health. And some of you now, you're going through things in your body. But see, our God wish above all things that we prosper and be in good health, even as our soul does prosper. So now you got to go through a recovery stage. Woo, God want to get your health back. God wants your body to function better. Yeah, you're going through something right now. That's just a part of suffering. But don't think it's going to always be like that. You need to have restoration on your mind. God was dealing with me this week. It's some young adults and some grown folks at the MSW going through some things in their body. And I'm letting you know about it right now. I want you to let them know it's time for restoration. I told the Lord, I didn't know so many folk were going through in their body at the MSW. Yeah. Yeah. The Lord can hide things from his prophets. But then he not going to do anything except he reveal his secret to his servants, the prophets. So it was hid from him. So when he started talking to me about it, I got excited. I said, woo, folk going to start experiencing more better in their health. Restoration. getting ready to take place in greater measures. Matter of fact, it's already been happening. It's just going to happen in greater measures. And so he took me to this verse to show me that, look, young folk, young adults go through things in their body. And sometimes they need restoration, Baker. Because I was going to go to another verse, but midweek the Holy Spirit said, no, I need you to look at 2 Kings. Because there's a woman in 2 Kings who had a child. The prophet spoke to her and she had a child as the man of God said. But then one day the boy was out in the field and started having headaches or problems in his head. And it was so severe that the boy fell dead. He was going through something in his body. So the woman, the Shunammite woman, she said, I got to go get the prophet. I got to go talk to the man of God who prophesied that I would have a child. She got some servants. She got on her donkey, and she went looking for the man of God. But in her spirit, in the midst of what she was going through, let me throw this in here, all she could say was, it was well. Her son was dead, naturally speaking, but in her spirit, it was well. And I come to tell you, MSW, no matter what you're going through in your life, you need to have in your spirit, it is, I'm hurting, but it is well. I'm going back and forth to the doctor, but it is well. I'm taking off a lot of personal time on the job, but it is well. I'm getting reports about them not knowing what's going on in my body, but it is well. Spending more time in the bathroom, but it is well. It's well. And see, for some of you, it may not naturally be your body. It may be a loved one. It may be mama you concerned about, grandmama you concerned about, somebody that's in your family that you close to. If you had the power, you would go in and do something, but you don't have the power because you're limited. But having your spirit right now, it is well. It's well. Good God Almighty, I need to just pause and do a victory turn because that's somebody, Rhema, right there. It is well. I can't even pronounce what the doctor said it is, but I know how to say it is well. I don't want to take the pills that they're giving me, but I know it is well. It's well. Look at the verse. 2 Kings 8, 1. Then Elijah spoke to the woman whose son he had, look at this, restored to life. Good God Almighty. So the boy died, but the man of God restored him back to life. That's what I want you to see. He died, but the Lord used the prophet to restore him what? Back to life. God don't change, young folk. God don't tell you. Whatever you're going through or your loved one is going through in their body, you need to believe that God is going to restore you back to life. He did it back then. He'll do it again. And when you read the text, that's going to be part of your reading assignment. Listen, it was supernatural. It was supernatural. And in order for you to get your restoration, it's going to be supernatural. It's going to be supernatural. It's going to be something that your eyes have not seen. Your ears have not heard. It's going to be supernatural. God getting ready to restore it. Your health back to life. Woo! I thought y'all would be happier than that. Whenever I get good news, I have a response. In our main text in Matthew, a man had a withered hand. His hand wasn't operating normally. His hand was withered. There's no pictures of it, no full description, but we know he couldn't use his hand properly. Just like some of you, you may have had a sports injury. And your elbow, your arm, your wrist, or whatever, it hadn't been working properly. Or you've been coughing lately, and all enemies been speaking to your mind. Sound like Rona. Just because you got a cough. Isn't that amazing? Stuff just come to your mind all of a sudden. Must be the Rona. But bottom line, young folk, the man had a withered hand. And he was in church. He was in church. He was where he's supposed to be, in the synagogue, in God's house. And you know what that lets us know? That what David said was right. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. You can be in the church, young folk, but still have things going on in your life or in your body. It don't necessarily mean you done something wrong. No. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. In the church, but going through. Just like some of us. Who the Lord talking to this morning? And so the man's hand was with it. Now, I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but isn't it amazing how when the Lord want to do great things for you, you're going to have some folk that don't want to see it happen in your life? That's what was going on at the time. It was some folk in there that didn't want the Lord to do it. And you got to understand, you're going to have opposition in some type of form. It may be in the form of negative thoughts. Well, you know, you're going to always be like this. Or, you know, this, that, and the third. But look, that's always going to be a part of our walk. It's going to be opposition. It's going to be opposition. But we always have to make sure in the midst of what we're going through, young folk, despite what's withered in our life, we remain conscious of what the Lord is saying. We have to make sure we are conscious of what the Lord is saying. The man was in church. Jesus was talking. There was opposition, but it was as if the man with the withered hand, he was focused and locked in on Jesus. Because he got his restoration. Am I right about it? He got restoration for his body. And it came when he simply stayed focused on what the Lord was saying. And see, because God does not change, we need to make sure we stay focused on what God is saying. That's if you want restoration. You're going to hear voices. You're going to hear voices from physicians, but you need to be more conscious of what your God is saying. Whose report will you believe? And so before I deal with how this man got his restoration, I need to give you just a couple of promises about healing, because that's what the Lord told me to do. I want to show you how this man got his hand restored, but I need to show you some promises about healing. The Lord told me, just teach them. Just teach them about my healing. Give them some weapons that they can use when they're battling in their mind. Show them what my promises say, Baker, because all of the promises of God are yes and amen. And thirdly, he want me to just teach it because some of God's people just don't know. You don't know. You're not familiar with different promises about healing. God wants us, especially as young men and young women, to be so familiar with the promises. You know how some people, time they start hurting, they run to the medicine cabinet. He don't want us like that. He want us to consider his word. Now, if God say go to the medicine cabinet, guess what? You go. But we need to be conscious that the Spirit of God, young folk, will guide us into all truth. So let's look at these two promises, okay? Let's look at what the Bible says about healing. The Lord told me to give you these promises, all right? whether it be for you. Well, it's going to be for you in your walk of life, okay? So let's look at two quick verses. Let's go to Psalm. This is one of my favorite ones. The Lord told me to give you Psalm. Let's go to 103. And we're going to look at two verses, Psalm 103. Y'all still with me? All right. Let's start at verse number 2 and conclude at verse number 3. First truth about healing or restoration, because healing is restoration, right? Bless the Lord. Come on and read it with me, baby. They tripping. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So David finna lay it down. Finna lay down some benefits that we don't need to forget. Verse 3, stay with me. Who forgives all your iniquities. That's a benefit. But look at the next one. Who heals all your diseases. We need to understand, healing is a divine benefit. God wants us healed. God wants us well in our body. That's his wish above all things, as I said earlier, that we prosper and be in good health. And you don't ever need to forget it. Healing is my divine right. He wants me healed. Want my knees working right. Want me to see well. My back and my neck feeling right. It's my divine right or benefit. Why is it my right? Because by his stripes that he took on Calvary, we were healed. When that blood flowed, that was my healing right there. And so, young folk, when you get attacked with migraines, Lord, you want me healed. You want me healed. When you're congested in your chest, you want me healed, Lord. Young ladies, you're going to have them cramps all your life. Blame Eve. But sometimes women go through certain things in their life, you know, they have to do with their reproductive organs. Have in your mind, Lord, I'm feeling the pain, but you want me to be, you want me to be healed. You want me to be healed. You want me to be well. How many know what I'm talking about? That's it. He heals us of how many of our diseases? All of them. All of them. And I'm going to tell you, God has an amazing way sometimes of healing us. Sometimes he'll do it himself, or sometimes he'll tell us what to do. Sometimes you can be going through stuff, and he'd be like, look, just drink some water. Quit drinking so much. Oh, see, y'all done heard him before. Quit drinking all them sugary sodas. Just drink some water, and that'll do what needs to be done. Look, you need to eat some walnuts, pecans, and raisins. That stuff will just clean you out. That's fiber. He'll just tell you stuff like that. Quit eating all that candy all the time. You know what? You might need to start doing such and such and such and such. He'll guide us into all truth. Healing is a divine benefit. Let's go to Acts 9. Somebody is really eating this morning. Lord have mercy. I've been going through different things in my body, some minor, some major. And oftentimes what I have to do, I just have to pray. Lord, what you want me to do? What you want me to do, Lord? I go cut the grass, and the grass just caused my body to act a certain way. Lord, what do I need to do? And sometime he'll tell me, go take this herb right here. And then one time he'll tell me, he said, look, you need to go get you a humidifier. This is what the Holy Spirit told me. Go get you a humidifier. What? And so I did some research, and the humidifier, it adds moisture to the air. Man, I went and got me a humidifier and cut it on. And what I was going through, it just stopped. I said, Lord, you're so good. You're so good. Then sometimes you say, look, you need to call such and such and ask them what you should do. Yeah. Then sometimes he'll tell me, look, go get a checkup and just go get a checkup. Yeah. So it just varies. But healing, young folk, is our divine benefit. Now, I'm just going to be honest. I ain't got a testimony like Bishop. Now, I be trying, but he got a powerful testimony. He got a testimony where he ain't took an aspirin or a pill in over 30 years. I said, good God. I said, Lord, I ain't nowhere near that right there, but I do got me some healing testimonies. And that's a good one right there. Look at Acts 9. Let's look at another truth about healing. Okay? Two verses, 33 and 34. This is powerful. I had to read this a couple of times this week. Because some stuff you read in the Bible, it just, when you see it, you be like, Lord. Therefore, he found a certain man named, help me. Okay, we'll go with Ananias. We are going to take Tyra's word on that. Who had been, look at this, bedridden. How long?
8 years.
In the bed, 8 years. 8 years. And was paralyzed and couldn't move. Look at verse 34. And Peter said to him, help me, Tyra. She said two different names. Y'all see that? Jesus the Christ heals you. Arise and make your bed. Then he arose. When?
Immediately.
Second truth about healing, young folk, and how it comes. We can access healing through prayer. But listen, not just any type prayer. Peter was an elder. Peter was an elder. Peter went and prayed for someone who was sick or bedridden for 8 years and paralyzed. And he prayed in the name of Jesus, and they were restored. Got up immediately. There are times, young folk, to where you go through things in your life. You should ask your pastor to be in prayer with you. But God has specifically placed elders in the church for us to go to. The Bible says in the book of James, if any among you are sick, let them call for the elders of the church, and they would pray the prayer of faith. And so, young people, listen, there are times to where certain things you just don't need to keep to yourself. You need to go to Elder Leaks, because that's the elder we closest to here at the MSW. Elder Leaks, I'm going through something in my body. Can you be in prayer with me? I'm going to write it here on the paper. Here's my name. Just be in prayer with me. Because there are some prayers God has ordained for the elders to pray for. So restoration or healing can take place. You don't want to be in God's church, young folk, and not taking advantage of the relationships you should be having with other men and women of God. So certain things you go through, or some of your friends, or some of your family members, you go to the elders. Call on the elder. Elder, be praying. Got surgery this week. Elder Leaks, keep me in your prayers. My sister going through something. Elder, keep us in your prayers. My mama battling. Go to the elders. Y'all understand? And again, Peter tells us he was an elder in the book of 2 Peter. He tells us he was an elder. And that's what we see happening here in the book of Acts. And the Lord know we got some young folk. We even put out a little prayer thing over there. Y'all don't use it. Y'all don't use. Look at it. It's holding lotion over there. That ain't right. But Elder had that set up. Years ago, well, all you had to do is just drop your request in there, and he would go and get the request and keep you in prayer. And the years go by, I just look at it over there. Y'all look at it with me. Maybe it's just my eyes. Look at it. Bath and body lotion sitting over there. That ain't right. That's hand sanitizer. It's both. And I done said it, and then we got it recorded on TV. That's embarrassing. But look, when you're going through things, young folk, and you need healing and restoration, you need to let the elder know. You need to let your elder know. You need to let your elder know. How many got to do better by a show of hands? Yeah, talking about you going through and you ain't want to tell nobody. You wrong. God do things, everything, decently and in order. Back to our text in Matthew, in my close. Y'all learning? This man got restoration in a special way. He followed prophetic instructions. That's how he got restored. He did what the prophet said. He followed instructions. And because he followed instructions, the Lord restored him. So what does that say to us? If we follow prophetic instructions, what is God going to do for us? Restore. He going to heal. He going to do it. All I need to do is listen to the prophet. Jesus was the prophet in the text. He was in the synagogue, and the directions that he gave the man was what? Stretch out your hand. See, it required faith. See, a withered hand, you can't comfortably stretch it out. But see, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So he had to use his faith. God gave him directions, and he had to use his measure of faith. And the Bible says he didn't complain. He didn't say it hurt. He didn't give no excuse. The Bible just simply says he stretched out his hand, and then the Lord restored him. Some of us young folk, all we need to do is just do what the Lord tells us to do, whether directly or indirectly. If God telling you to drink more water, then that's what you need to do. If God telling you to quit talking like you claiming that disease, quit saying that. Because death and life is in the powder. So you know they saying my bronchitis. Why are you claiming it? Don't say it's mine. Just say I'm battling something with my breathing. Because death and life is in the power of the tongue. What the doctor said, in about 2 weeks, I'll be all right. No, you need to be watching that. Whose report are you believing? If he's telling you to watch how you talk, you need to say, well, they say in 2 weeks. But God said something else. It is well. Y'all understand? So whatever the instructions are, that's what we do, and that's how we're going to get restoration. If he tell you to quit smoking, guess what you do? Quit smoking. If he tell you quit hanging out with smokers, guess what you do? Quit hanging out with smoke. That's it. That's it. That's how you're going to get your rest. Restoration. Just do the instruction. Now, this is what's a trip. We all agreeing and saying, Pastor, that's good. Amen. Teach that word. But some folk have a problem with doing the simplest instructions. The simplest. I mean, just do something simple like stretch out your hand. Some folk got a problem with that. They be on that dumb stuff. I have seen, listen, y'all listen to me. It's going to come off offensive, but it's just the truth. I have been in leaders' meetings with adult leaders, and we all got the same instructions. Left the leaders' meeting, and folks still didn't follow instructions. I have been in meetings with ministers and elders and pastors, and we all got the same simple instruction. Everybody shook their head. We in agreement. God is good. Ooh, I felt that. Did all of that. And left and still didn't follow simple instructions. I'm telling you, I done been there. I done seen. God is serious about following instructions. He told a man named Saul, through Samuel, look, when you go to this particular place, kill everything. Everything and everybody, and don't touch none of the spoil left over. But what Saul do? He go and kill some of the folk. Left some of the ones important. And so when the prophet came back and asked him, did you do what God said? He said, yeah, killed everything. He said, well, if you killed everything, why still hear these sheep? Why still hear them? Well, the people, no, you the king, couldn't follow simple instructions. But I got to show y'all this because I got time. I got about 10 minutes. I got time. Y'all go to 2 Kings. I got to show you this. Could you imagine your restoration, your better, your healing, your bigger and your better is all dependent on how you follow instructions. You can mess it up by not following instructions. Stretch out your hand. Well, I'm musty right now, and I don't want to, stretch it. Stretch out your hand. Well, it hurt. Don't nobody want to hear all that. Just do what? Look at this right here. This is a powerful text. I had y'all read this for your assignment last week, if you read your assignment last week. In 2 Kings 5. Y'all hear y'all people. But look at this. It's the story of a man that wanted restoration of healing, a man named Naaman. And the prophet told him through his servant, if you want to be healed, just go and dip yourself 7 times in the Jordan and your flesh gonna be restored. That's all he had to do, just go take a bath 7 times in this particular body of water. He didn't want to do it. Didn't want to do it. I ain't going over there. Wouldn't go take a bath. Isn't that something? Wouldn't dip 7 times. That's what the prophet told him. Look at it in verse 10. 2 Kings 5 and 10. And Elijah sent a messenger to him saying, go and help me wash in the Jordan. How many times? And your flesh shall be restored to you, and you shall be clean. Follow simple instructions. He didn't want to do it. God's so awesome. It was a little servant girl that was a slave to the wife of Naaman. And he had to tell her, look, if the master would have came out here and told you to do something grand, you would have did it. He telling you to do something so simple. Just follow instructions. This was a little girl who understood this. You know what that says to us? As teenagers and young adults, we need to know the power of following instructions. Well, pastor taught such and such. That's what I need to do. Lord, the rest is up to you. Well, mama told me to do such and such. Daddy said do such and such. I'm going to do it just the way they said it. Lord, the rest is on you. That's how we got to be, young folks. Just follow instructions. That's all you got to do. If mama say, look, I consider doing it if you just go to school and do right. That's all you got to do. Just go to school and do right. Okay, you going to go to school. But you gotta do right. You gotta sit down in class, quit acting a fool, do your work, just do right. Don't be trying to fight with nobody. Don't be trying to, but mama, they were talking about you, and don't nobody talk about my mama. We don't want to hear all that. Just do right. Just do right. Simple instruction. And we laughing, but how many have ever messed up on simple instruction? Look, when you get there, just text me and let me know you there. Just when you get there, that's all I want you to do. Have a good time. Just when you get there, just text me. Your mom and daddy sitting at home, man, I know they've been there about 5 hours. Are they there yet? Then you go call them and they don't pick up. You like, okay, I'm fighting mad now. And then when they finally pick up or respond, you know what they respond? My bad. No, just follow instructions. Follow instructions. And see, this is important if you want restoration. You got to know how to what? Follow instructions. I think for 2 months now, I've just been telling ministers, you do the offering, you got 5 minutes. I just be sitting back looking at the watch, just seeing who gonna follow instructions. That's how God is. Follow instructions. He do me the same way. Baker, I want you to do such and such. Just follow instructions. The reason you're not experiencing what you're desiring is because you have not been following instructions. Remember the man with the withered hand got total restoration, divine restoration, because he did what the prophet said. He did it, and immediately. And you know what? If we follow instructions, it ain't going to be no time. God going to do what need to be done in our life. Lord, have mercy. How many received the teaching? Lord, have mercy. How many understand the lesson? I'm going to stop right there. Let's give God a hand clap for total restoration.